It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Back on the phones at 404-726-0929, but I just want to tell you guys right now, stop sending me Abella Danger stuff. Okay? This is not funny.
Carl just said, I hate you, Mike.
I hate you, Mike, and here's the deal. I literally go to my timeline. I'm like, oh, make sure I'm not missing anything. It's like, Dukes, I have some spare time. Check this out. No, I don't want to check it out. But then I clicked on it. Stop sending me stuff. Unless you want to. 404-726-0929. Mike, I blame you for this.
She's a law student. I say that Data needs to get her on the program.
Oh, that'd be good.
Talk about Miami football with her.
Absolutely.
And the law.
And the turnaround in which they had. I mean, you're right. She knows the history.
Yeah, man, she could be a law student.
Yeah, so my wife can be like, I'm sorry, why are you contacting this woman again?
It's for the show.
Yeah, man.
It's all for the show.
Orin, yeah. You know what? I want to, you know what? I like to share. I don't want to make it seem like this is what I do. Orin, please feel free to be free.
I like how you delegated
Would
that.
Would that be fun? So are you working?
My name is Bennett, and I ain't in it, y'all.
What?
So you're a law student. That's right. So are you a full-blown legal or a paralegal?
Okay, you know what? This wordplay is killing me. It's killing me. Hey, man, we're talking about the Falcons. Many of you guys, and thanks to the folks who came out here and hanging out with us at Twin Peaks, many of you guys are, look, we understand with a 45-56 record as the Browns coach and a 45% win percentage,
right,
ranking 19th among active coaches, that it's hard for you to get excited. I just want to ask, though, and I've been saying this all weekend to so many people, like, dudes, I don't get this, I don't understand. Who would have gotten you excited? And if you're going to tell me Clint Kubiak, I would have been excited for the opportunity to see a fresh face, but he's still unproven.
Right.
So I don't know, like, if there was anybody in this particular cycle, right, Mike, that makes you feel that way. And so, again, I'm not defending Stefanski. I can't wait to see him, meet him, Mike, build a relationship with them as we will. We've done with all these head coaches, and we know their flaws. We knew Ra's flaws when the season started. It was whether or not he was going to get it right coming off the previous season, and he didn't.
So it just to me, because you hired a guy in Arthur Smith who'd never been a coach and it didn't go well, it also coincided with, you know, a new general manager taking over and, you know, some curious draft picks, not a lot of cap room, you know, and it ended in a big old nothing. But I don't know. Again, like I said, guys, all we can do now is if Kubiak's got his pick. Kubiak's been linked to every big job. If he goes to the Ravens,
that's right.
That would be something. You know, if he goes down to Miami, again, well, they said they just hired the Packers, right? Miami just hired the Packers,
DC, yep.
Which was kind of like, wow, that's quick. But now all you do, as I said, you watch and see what Kubiak does. If he falls on his face and we made the right move. Stefanski has us in the playoffs, which, guys, if they can figure out and navigate whatever this comeback is going to be, then we should be back in the playoffs with enough talent. And we still have some draft picks, albeit not a first-rounder.
This is interesting. Former Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel has informed the Browns he's withdrawing his name from their head coaching search. So,
huh. What's that about?
Remember, Ken Carmen came on Friday and said he might be the front runner. He's still in consideration, Mike, for various OC jobs. He's interviewing for the Chargers offensive coordinator job today.
Well, how about him and Harbaugh? That talk about like winning the idiosyncratic prize. Those two peas in a pod.
But if I'm him, you know what he's looking at.
Right.
Herbert, potentially, if he gets that job, versus Warren to the Browns. Either way, he withdraws his name.
Right.
You guys laughed last week when I said, kid, I like you a lot, but I think you're an OC. Mike, all these jobs, there are only so many.
Right.
You don't withdraw your name. You get told you're not getting the job. I think something's up here with McDaniel for him to say, no, I'm not interested, Cleveland.
He's getting something else.
And then he's interviewing for the Chargers job today and has other offers already, apparently, as far right. as an OC is concerned.
Right. And again, you know, he was here as an assistant, you know, I mean, literally like a glorified gopher, you know, quality control guy. But he maybe charms the pants off people, right?
Yeah.
Get him in a room. You and I said it. As crazy as he is and whatever happened in Miami, I would still take him here as an OC if we had hired a guy like Robert Saleh or Brian Flores.
Yeah, no doubt. And by the way, John Harbaugh's press conference was today, okay? One of the things he said, we're just talking about all the things around the NFL. Our coach's press conference will be next week. I'm excited, quote, Mike, about Jackson Dart. I like his talent, his skills, but more than that, I love what he's about. He's about football, and he wants to talk about football all the time. These damn Harbaughs, this is
right.
what they this is why, you know, this is what they come from, man. Their dad with the coach.
Right.
And all
who's got
lives.
It better than us?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. So
no, I mean, look, and I said that to you, and this is, again, guys got upset. You have a pretty good idea. Now, again, it's a small sample size. He got injured a lot because he couldn't keep he couldn't make better decisions, and he couldn't keep his head down. He was getting his head sawed off in a couple of games and got the concussion protocol. But they see you see that you recognize the athleticism
right.
and the playmaking ability of Jackson Dart, and it's intriguing to some. Michael Penix Jr. is not that intriguing right now because we just haven't seen enough, and what we saw was inconsistent. We know he's got a cannon for an arm, but Carl, I mean, the two knees scare the hell out of me,
yeah,
you know?
I know.
Especially because the fact that now as he rehabs the one, he's putting more pressure on the other knee that's already been worked on twice. So, I mean, that's not being, you know, again, you know, just a crybaby. I'm just being legit. If you saw that from another team, another quarterback, oh, that guy? What's that guy going to be? So we'll see. But, hey, what if Stefanski finds a way? The problem that I'm having is watching the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, there's still a place for the pocket passer, i.e. a veteran like
gotta
Matthew
run,
Stafford.
Mike.
But everybody else is alive in
gotta
this
run.
Thing. They're moving.
Got to run. Drake May. Drake May's running. Caleb.
Right.
Caleb makes those
Bo
unbelievable
Nix was
plays.
Running.
Yes.
Right. But I'm saying that's the
yes.
thing. You know, Sam Darnold can run.
Yep.
And does.
Yep.
So, you know, you've got guys that are still in this thing, and we don't have that with Michael Penix Jr. At
no.
least he didn't do it last year.
You're right. I mean, look, the athleticism, I think, is there, but you have to be willing to do it. This is also interesting. Day-Day was telling us about this. Speaking of the Giants and all these head coaches, guys, we're live at Twin Peaks. Our buddy Gary Myers in New York says, do not think that this might sound crazy, but Rex Ryan may be being considered to join John Harbaugh's staff with the Giants. Here's the history.
Yeah.
He was with the Ravens staff and wanted the head coaching job when Harbaugh was hired back in 2008.
Yeah.
Then he worked for Harbaugh for a year before he was hired to become the Jets head coach.
Right.
So they have a history. And we talk about Rex being in studio and all that. That's interesting. Does he want to still be, you know, a D.C.?
Well, remember Rob, his brother, he's like the long-haired Ryan. Remember his brother
yep.
was a rock star in New Orleans.
Yeah.
He's bounced around the leagues with the Raiders as well. Maybe Sexy Rexy on the sideline? I don't know. If I'm Harbaugh, what do I want that distraction?
I agree, man.
Because has that guy's ever seen a camera and a mic he didn't like?
I'm with you. I get the tradition or the history between them, but that's a long time ago. I don't know.
That's interesting. That definitely got me going, what?
Yeah. All right. By the way, real quick before we get to more phone calls here, Big O, I'm going to ask that you pull up the Ken Carmen and what he said about what happened with Shedeur Sanders. So many guys are hitting us up about this. It's almost comical to me because, honestly, as much as I rooted for the kid, and I still am, this has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, and by the way, what is this in this Deion connection? Like, we all love Deion, primetime and everything. He left Atlanta. He's getting in a fight with Andre Rice in his first time back at the Georgia Dome.
That's right.
He left. Now, I know the Smith family was
good fight, though.
Yes, it was.
Good
Smith
fight.
Family was a train wreck, and we all get that. But, I mean, and he decided to leave Atlanta. He left us. He left us, okay? Jesse Tuggle's more a heart and soul Falcon than Deion will ever be. You know, come on, man.
Let's hear Ken Carmen from Cleveland talk about what happened with Shedeur. Here's his answer.
I don't know if the organization really wanted Shedeur Sanders at all until it got to the fifth round, and I think that they look at it and they go, well, what the hell? And maybe, well, what the hell wasn't the best look at things. Because I did not believe on Friday night before the draft that they had, or before the third day of the draft when they took him, they had any intention of taking Shedeur. Now, they had taken Dylan Gabriel. I think that was a quarterback that everybody thought that they liked there. I don't know what they saw. No offense to Dylan, but I don't think that he's a project. I think that he's kind of maybe a career backup, if that. But there's a ceiling there with Shedeur that's higher, I think, than Dylan Gabriel. And then when you bring in four quarterbacks and you have a fifth-round guy, I'd say put him behind the eight ball, but it's not like you have a real chance. So I don't think that the quarterback situation was handled particularly well. And then I think that his hand was forced. I think that he did not want to play Shedeur. And then, honestly, I think that he was probably a little bit surprised by how well. And if you look at charts and you look at all the measurables and all the things that they've done throughout this year, it would be right in the face of what I'm saying here. But I think that he was probably a little bit surprised he looked better than what he thought he was going to. I thought it was going to be an out-and-out disaster. And the numbers would say it wasn't good. It wasn't good, but I don't think it was anywhere near some of the disasters that we've seen before. Now, I don't mean that Shedeur is the franchise, not by a long shot. I think they're going to explore ways to upgrade the position this offseason, but I think that because Shedeur played well enough, it kind of set in motion, well, what if they would have played him earlier? What if they would have done things earlier? And then I think that, again, it was one of the two had to go, and I think that Kevin had probably had enough, and Andrew had not had enough, so he was willing to move on with Andrew Berry.
That is Ken Carmen talking about Shedeur Sanders and the situation and how it played out up there in Cleveland, as many Falcon fans are trying to relate that story to. How the hell is he going to handle our guy Michael Penix?
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is, you know, the race card, you brought this up earlier in the morning shift, is prop. Come on, guys, really? We're going to put that on this now? It's ridiculous. I got the video link up there where Shedeur basically says he was a tough coach, but he was fair. He learned from him. He takes the high road. Take a listen. But, I mean, we got guys. I had stuff this morning on Twitter. Guys like, you know, the players, the Pro Football Players Association, they review all their coaches, and they didn't like Stefanski. Oh, wow. A bunch of guys on teams that won 8 games in 2 years didn't like their head coach. I'm sure the Falcon players loved Raheem Morris. Did you love him when you missed the tackle? Did you love him when you blew the assignment? Did you love him when you dropped the pass or screwed up the lane in special teams? I don't give a crap. I don't care how these players feel about the coach. Yes, in a perfect world, you got a player's coach and a good rapport. Don't care. Need accountability. There was no accountability with Raheem Morris. End of story.
All right. Evan in North Dakota. North Dakota. Todd in Lilburn. We're going to come back and grab your phone calls. Guys, stay right there. We want to hear from you.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most: cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Comes to our Falcons, it's Dukes and Bell.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego sets play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandralina Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.